AP News, I'm Haya Pijwani. Senior American and Russian officials, including the country's top diplomats, will hold talks on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. The talks would be the most significant meeting between the sides since Moscow's full-scale invasion of its neighbor nearly 3 years ago. There's an update on Pope Francis's condition in a Rome hospital. The AP's Lawrence Brooks.
The Vatican says Pope Francis will require further hospitalization after his respiratory tract infection presented a complex clinical picture. This will raise concerns about the 88-year-old's increasingly frail health. The Pope was admitted to hospital in Rome after a week-long bout of bronchitis worsened. A Vatican spokesman has said the results of tests conducted in recent days has indicated that the Pope is suffering from a polymicrobial respiratory tract infection, which has required changes in his drug therapy. Scientists say these are caused by a mix of viruses, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. No time frame has been given for his hospitalization, but the Vatican has said the complexity of his symptoms will require an appropriate hospital stay. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Arriving in Palm Beach, Florida, President Donald Trump told reporters he stands with Israel's prime minister and that his threat to open the gates of hell was effective in hostage negotiations with Hamas.
I told Bibi, you do whatever you want because, you know, my statement was they got to come back. Now, the reason I made that statement because they said they were not going to deliver the people that they said they were going to deliver, that they agreed to deliver. And they did agree to do that, but they broke that agreement. When I made the statement, they delivered everybody plus an American.
The Trump administration has begun firing several hundred Federal Aviation Administration employees just weeks after a fatal mid-air collision in Washington. This is AP News. Saturday Night Live celebrated 50 years.
Saturday Night Live celebrated 50 years with comedy, music, and a slew of famous friends. During Sunday night's live broadcast, frequent host Steve Martin did the opening monologue, telling the audience of stars, "I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down on the Gulf of Steve Martin when I got the call to do the show." Jimmy Fallon said on the red carpet, being part of the cast was a dream come true.
Since I was a kid, I used to cut my birthday cake and make a wish to be on Saturday Night Live and throw a coin in a fountain. And 50 years later, here I am. I'm the luckiest guy on earth.
The night included cameos from Tom Hanks, Eddie Murphy, Meryl Streep, and Jack Nicholson, just to name a few of the many stars. The first show was in 1975. Original cast members included John Belushi, Gilda Radner, and Chevy Chase. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Pijwani, AP News.